Congregation, you may be seated. Kids, have any of you ever been in a parade before like you just were today? Yeah, some of you have. Most parades are done to do what? To honor someone or something, right? We have them for Memorial Day. We have it for Veterans Day. We have parades for Christmas and the 4th of July. We have homecoming parades. Today's parade was to honor our Lord Jesus Christ. And it was done in remembrance of a parade that happened 2,000 years ago where the people of Jerusalem honored our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? As we heard earlier in our first gospel lesson this morning, Jesus traveled into Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover, and he asked his disciples to go get a donkey for him to ride on. And as Jesus was riding into Jerusalem on that donkey to celebrate the Passover, word spread that Jesus was coming. Now, by that time, Jesus had become very popular throughout the land because many people have heard of the miracles that he performed. So all the people were really excited that Jesus was coming into town. And so they lined the streets, just like the congregation lined the main street here today, and they cut palm branches out of the trees. Many of them had no money, and it was a very spontaneous kind of thing, and they just wanted something that they could wave at the new king coming into town. And they wanted to lay those palm branches at the feet of Jesus' donkey, like they would treat a king. See, they thought Jesus was going to be their new king, the king of the Jews, an earthly king who would come and be a just ruler, because the people at that time had been ruled by a variety of people, most of whom had been put in place by the Romans, and they didn't really care that much about the Jewish people, and they weren't really just rulers of the Jewish people. And so people knew that Jesus was coming, and they thought that he was their Messiah, the anointed one that was going to come and lead them here on earth, okay? And that's why they all shouted Hosanna. Hosanna actually means save now, okay? They thought Jesus was coming to save them. And what happened, though, is during that celebration, the religious rulers really began to realize just how powerful Jesus was, okay? And they did not want Jesus to become any more powerful than he already was. And so they started hatching that plan to crucify Jesus. And the very, very crowds who were shouting Hosanna and praise to Jesus, okay, they didn't really care that he was going to upset the religious authority. That was the problem of the religious rulers. But what they cared about was this. They came to realize Jesus wasn't going to come and be their earthly king. Jesus had another mission. Jesus came to save us from all of our sins, and he wasn't going to set up a kingdom here on earth. So it was real easy for the religious leaders to turn all those people that were praising Jesus earlier in the week into people that were criticizing Jesus by the end of the week, because they knew that he wasn't coming to be their king, okay? And so those same people that were shouting praises and Hosanna at the beginning of the week were shouting crucify him by the end of the week. But see, the story is much more important than anybody realized. Okay, because while the crowd was shouting Hosanna, meaning save now, that's exactly what Jesus was coming to do. They just didn't know how he was going to do it. But that's exactly what Jesus did. He saved now, and he saves now. And instead of just being a lowly earthly king, he became the king of all kings, the greatest king that ever was, the greatest king that ever will be. And by dying on the cross at the end of the week, by those very people who shouted crucify him, he killed death. He destroyed it so that we have nothing to be afraid of. And he saved us all so that when we're done with our time here on earth, we can go have eternal life in heaven with Jesus. Will you guys bow your heads and pray with me? Dear Father in heaven, we are so thankful that you sent your son Jesus down here to save us. We're sorry that we didn't know what we were doing when he was here, and that we treated him so terribly. But we're so happy, Lord, for the glorious mission that you sent Jesus down here to accomplish. And we're so happy that he turned his back on all the earthly praise that we wanted to give him so that he could fulfill his real mission, which was to save us all. And we pray, Lord, that you'll help us remember that no matter what we're going through in life, no matter how tough our life has been, you'll help us remember that Jesus has been there. And he knows what that's like, so that we can turn to him and lay all of our troubles and problems at his feet, and he'll be there to save us over and over again. And we pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And all the kids said together, amen. We'll see you next week, kids, to celebrate the glorious resurrection of Jesus on Easter Sunday. Have a great week.